about to jump in the deep end on perspectives with Ashley Burton. Water's warm, and it's a swim-up bar. Classic perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, we're glad to have you back, and we're in the studio with James Rose, and we're talking about the Street Squad. Hey, James, real quick, before we forget, how do we connect with y'all with Street Squad to let you know something that's happening, a situation on the street that we need taken care of immediately?
Call the Street Squad. The best way to reach me and the Street Squad is at 214-468-7432. Again, 214-468-7432, or you can shoot an email to streetsquad@kdfwfox4.com. streetsquad@kdfwfox4.com.
And if you didn't get that, we'll actually say it again, so you can write it down if you didn't get it the first time. The funny thing is that I tuned in recently, and I don't even know what was going on. You were rolling around in blue bonnets. James Rose on TV is rolling around in blue bonnets. What was going on here?
We're having fun. You know, I mean, the story was TxDOT actually reached out to me and said, you know what, would you please help us, you know, let people know what we're doing. We're not mowing the blue bonnets. I mean, that's an institution here. You don't do anything to hurt the blue bonnet.
It's Texas, the state flower.
Well, what they were trying to do is we've had so much rain recently that the weeds were growing up and covering the blue bonnets, so that if you're going down the road, it's 80 miles an hour and you can't see that someone's merging, you know, it's a serious problem. What they were doing was spot mowing. So we just had fun with it, you know. Yes, cool. I was out rolling around in the blue bonnets, but who doesn't do that in Texas, right?
It was a good side that it was a nice, sweet side that I saw of you. You don't see that very often because you're hard hitting on this journalism as well as the Street Squad. Now, there's been some pretty memorable times you've had besides just that. Can you tell me one of the most memorable times you've had with Street Squad?
You know, we've done a lot. We've actually been doing this for a number of years, and I guess one that jumps out at me right now is the cast of Reno 911 came down, and they were promoting their movie. And, you know, these guys ad-lib, and they have a lot of fun. Well, they contacted me and said, hey, we'd like to, you know, go out and roll with the Street Squad. And I said, okay.
That's cool.
And it was absolutely hilarious. And I can't tell you how many people recognize them. You know, Lieutenant Dangle.
Oh, yes.
He wears the short pants. And, so people recognized him. They came down. They were in character. They didn't have cars, but we had constables that if people ran a stop sign, they would pull them over, and then Lieutenant Dangle would educate them on the law, and we had a lot of fun.
I had a friend that went as Lieutenant Dangle for Halloween one year. That was great. That's pretty neat. Where was that? Was that in Arlington, or was that in Dallas?
That was right here in Dallas.
Right in Dallas. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
And you know what was so interesting? They said to me afterwards, they said, oh my God, you must have so much fun doing this. I said, probably not as much fun as you guys have, but but they thoroughly enjoyed it. And they said, oh my God, how do you not get shot doing this? I said, I don't know. Knock on wood. It hasn't happened yet.
I don't know if that's really wood. That might have been Formica, but we'll find something here. I think the floors are wood. So I think it's kind of neat because you have like this dichotomy. You have this side to you, and then you have another side to you. So this is kind of, to me, you know, it's quickly getting resolved things and issues for people. And like we were talking about before break, about how people get, you know, they don't, when they're in traffic so much and they're commuting so long, most of the time people don't find a time to eat healthy. They eat fast food. They drive through the fast food all the time. They don't work out. And I know, quite honestly, that when I have had to drive, especially when I've been in other states where the traffic's even worse, there's a little bit of rage there. And I think that that kind of compounds, and it really probably causes, as you say, maybe some years shed it off in that lifetime.
Well, I think you just tapped into the main vein of why the Street Squad is so popular, is because there's a lot of rage out on the road. And mm-hmm. people want things to operate smoothly. I mean, it's 2012. I mean, why do we have to have problems with red lights? And then again, why are people in such a hurry? Why do people run by school buses when they're letting children off? Why do they blow through red lights? I mean, it just goes on and on. Speeding in school zones.
You actually did a report on that recently. You report on that. Somebody like sped through at like 50 miles an hour?
It happens all the time.
That's amazing.
That's one thing that we do on the Street Squad is, you know, when school's out, just before school comes back in session, we let people know, hey, kids are back in school, summer's over, vacation's over, so pay attention. And it's horrific when a child gets hit. And I can tell you, I've talked to a number of cops who have actually responded to scenes when a child is hit in a school zone. And you, at 20 miles an hour, you can kill someone. And so it's a serious thing. And, you know, we just try and shine light on those things.
Well, it's something also, and I hate to say it, but it's one of those things, you don't really think about it when you're speeding through it, but when it actually happens and you do it, it's something that's really probably hard to live with for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And it's not something that's easily dealt with, and it's something that would loom over you. And, I mean, even if you didn't mean to do it at all.
Distracted driving is the biggest problem we have today.
Right.
People are texting. People are talking. They're not paying attention. And if you're in a school zone, I mean,
come on.
Right.
You know, and that's the other thing, too, is you even have people that have TVs in their car. Between that and the texting and the calling, and some people can't walk and talk at the same time. It's crazy. We really appreciate what y'all do. Is there an email address, too, or that people can contact?
Yeah, Street Squad at KDFWFox4.com. Street Squad at KDFWFox4.com.
An issue that happened recently. It was
right, that was the one we just recently did last Thursday. This guy commutes. He's trying to make his green footprint a little cleaner. So he's riding his bike to work. He commutes in Grapevine. There's construction going on right now. So they're building two bridges over Highway 114 Main Street in Grapevine. They're brand new bridges, and there's a gap in between the two bridges. But that gap just happens to be in the right-hand lane as you're crossing over 114. So what happened is he's riding on one of these bikes with the real narrow tires, and it was early morning, and his front tire got caught in that gap, and he flipped. And it could have been much worse. He had a helmet on that was smashed. We talked to TxDOT and the contractor that's building it for TxDOT, and they're looking to see what, if anything, they can do to make it better in the meantime. But the bottom line is, this is still there, and it could happen again, but they are aware of the problem. And once the bridge is finally open and complete, that gap will be in the middle where no traffic rolls over it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to get taken care of, because that's scary, because a lot of people are riding bikes and a lot of people are trying to eliminate that carbon footprint. I think it's good exercise. Right. And so we need to be taking care of those people for sure. The thing is that every night, you know, you always have these lead stories, and I watch you, and you have a lot of times you have these interviews that you don't see on any other newscast, to be quite honest with you. And some of these stories, though, are kind of somewhat disturbing in nature. And the Street Squad, I like it because you have this input, you have the public's input, you have the issues, you are going to deal with the issues, you repair the situation, you fix it, you're done. And you bring light to it, it's done. But in these other issues, when you're dealing with investigations and murders and this and that, it's just bringing it to light. When we come back after this break, I just want to talk to you about, you know, how you kind of deal with these things that you have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, before we go on a break, do you kind of have to psych yourself up? Because I feel like you're kind of like the detective that's shining the light on these roaches and kind of shining the light and trying to help people.
Well, I mean, I just try and be positive, you know, and you know what? I just think you're empowered if you're going into it for the right reasons and you're trying to do the right thing. That helps you get through it a whole lot easier. If you're working a murder case and someone, and there's still a murderer at large, I mean, I feel empowered to help get a murderer, a vicious person off the streets. That's kind of payback enough right there, is that doing the common good.
That's true.
The greater good.
No, that's awesome. Okay, when we come back, we got more with James. Stay tuned. This is going to get interesting. We'll see you in a few minutes.